the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
You had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very
horrible.
I'm not finished.
Horrible.
And nobody wants to say that.
Can you judge a man by the way was his hair? Can you read his mind by the clothes that he wears? Can you see a bad man by the tack on his tie? Oh, then, mister, you're a better man than I. Mister, you're a better man than I. Oh, mister, you're a better man than I. Mister, you're a better man than I. Could you tell a wise man by the way he speaks or spells? Is this more important than the stories that he tells? Then call.
Once again, fans of the greatest in 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. And we are wrapping 2018 with a kind of best of show. Actually, the concept for this show was pretty much about my favorite discoveries of 2018. And a little bit of a wrap reviewing some of the musical diversions Retrospect has gone down during the year. So I got the show underway with a song that just popped up over and over and over in Retrospect episodes this year. Mr. You're a Better Man Than I, Yardbirds classic. This one, however, simply titled You're a Better Man Than I. It is by a band called The Cynics. 1966, released out of the USA on a label called The Bear. You're a Better Man Than I, the A-side, the B-side, Train Kept a Rolling. What a cool 45 from The Cynics. Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more.
Yeah.
Well, earlier this year, after much hesitation, I decided to run a couple of Beatles episodes in which we featured cover versions, novelties, anti-Beatles songs, attacking the Beatle invasion of the USA, a bunch of absolute curios, but there were some fantastic Beatles covers in there, and a favourite of mine was from this band, formed in 1964 in Greenwood, Mississippi, named themselves after a popular brand of shirt with a button-down collar, called the Gants. This is their cover of Rain.
It's a rain. I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it.
Horrible.
Horrible. Horrible.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast as we wrap 2018, reviewing some of the diversions of the year. Three tracks there, all out of episode 309 of Retrospect, which was one of two Beatles-related episodes. So we had the Gants top of the set with their cover of Rain. The Gants' first album release, January 1966. Interesting because it included very, very early use of the talk box, later made famous by people like Peter Frampton and Joe Walsh. Then we had The Burns out of Japan, off an album called R&B in Tokyo, released 1969. That album had tracks like Dock of the Bay, Strange Brew, Purple Haze, but the track I chose, The Burns, I Saw Her Standing There. And then finally, one of those Beatles novelty tracks that I did feature in those Beatles shows. This band had a track called Beatle Stomp, another one called Stomp Him Out. But we heard Beatle Whig Party. Not so much of a negative track. Mysterious band, little-known instrumental group called The Exterminators, really focusing on R&B-style dance numbers, very, very big in the 60s, of course. So The Gants, The Burns, and The Exterminators, all from episode 309 of Retrospect, where we looked at some Beatles-related curios.
Your community standards are far above this depraved material.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast. Well, one of my favourite things to do with Retrospect is dig out obscure covers of tracks by bands I love, and there are a few bands that I love more than The Who. So earlier this year, I found a cover of My Generation out of Italy, released on Radio Records. The band is called The Geordies. Here they are with My Generation.
Get around. Talking about my generation. They think cool is awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get.
Oh. Talking about my generation.
My generation. My generation, baby. Why don't they all fade away?
Talking about my generation.
They don't dig what we all see.
Talking about my generation.
Well, I'm not trying to call big.
Talking about my generation.
I thought me about my generation.
Talking about my generation.
My generation.
why don't they all fit away?
Talking about my generation.
They don't dig what we all say.
Talking about my generation.
Well, I'm not trying to cause big sensation.
Talking about my generation.
I'm talking about my generation.
Talking about my generation.
My generation. My generation, baby.
This music can be coarse, faddish, a victim of its own sameness, and yet when it's good, it's irresistible.
Steve from Charlotte, North Carolina, loving the groovy 60s garage sound. It's really not just the lyrics, it's the beat. You're listening to Phil Gray in Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
Smoke goes crisscross through the ceiling of my mind, your loss leaves me feeling afraid. I'll make it, I suppose. Who knows? Now that it's over, words lie deep in my way as I wade in my sleep through the grayness to you. But it's no use to try. Why cry? Now that it's over, we only love never knew. That love would suffer. far above this. Who cares now that it's over? That love would someday be through. I think I'd sink into reverie. Somewhere stars wink they can never renew. The far off affairs, who cares now that it's over? Now that it's
three of the tracks reflecting what we got up to in 2018. Italian band The Geordies, top of the set with My Generation. Then there was one memorable episode, episode 322 of Retrospect, where I focused on ultra rare acetate recordings, all of which were by unknown bands. Although, to be honest, some of the bands had subsequently been identified. But this one, credited to unknown, title of the track also unknown, making it a true rarity. From episode 322. And then thirdly in the set, following a late 2017 visit to Australia, came back from Melbourne with some pretty cool comps, this track off one of those. The Pogs is the name of the band, Australian beat music group active from 65 to 67. Their debut single, Claret and Tears, mid-1966. Very much kind of Beatles pop sound, Herman's Hermits and Zombies influence in there as well. We had the A-side of their second 45 from late 1966, track called Now That It's Over, from Australia's The Pogs.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
One of my favourite purchases of 2018 was by one of my favourite 60s garage bands. The album is called Five Upstart Americans, although it's also been released as demo tapes 1965 and also as the early years 1964 to 1965. This is music by The Monks with some added tracks by their predecessor band, The Five Torquays. Monks recordings done before their seminal Black Monk Time album. And some really, really great recordings of the same tracks from Black Monk Time. But I've chosen one that didn't make it onto that album. This is the truly fantastic Monks with Space Age.
And now it's our moonlight serenade, Space Age.
We'll be right back. my Batmobile.
To school in North Georgia in the early 1900s, they did not have all of the facilities that we have in our modern schools. They played games that were simple, like drop the handkerchief. Such is not the case in many present-day classrooms. Many modern teachers think it more necessary to teach sex than the three R's.
Boys and girls, as I have discussed with you many times before, I personally believe that premarital sex is necessary. And now, we will go on to discuss the seven erotic zones of passion in every woman. The first one is,
and they go on to teach worse things.
Walk.
up to you and he says, I want to make you, break you, forsake you. What you gotta do? Gotta think that cold.
It's Retrospect episode 344, in which we wrap 2018, looking back at some of the highlights, for me, of the year of Retrospect podcast episodes. So we had the Monks top of the set with Space Age off that Five Upstart Americans album. Then a curio from a band called the Gotham City Crime Fighters, written by Gerald Ralston, released during 1966, the height of the Batman TV series craze. Off a compilation called You Got Yours, East Bay Garage, 1965 to 1967, track called Who Stole the Batmobile? That's out of episode 307. And then thirdly, another curio which featured first on Retrospect this year. The band is called The Church Mice, a 1965 release on House of Guitar Records, called College Psychology on Love. The B-side of that, also a really fantastic track, also played this year, Babe, We're Not Part of Society. So the Church Mice, band members include Blaine Sharbrook, Bruce Sharbrook, and Armand Sharbrook, all siblings, as I understand it, some other members as well. So really interesting curio, and one of dozens, if not hundreds, played on Retrospect throughout 2018. Got some Global Garage straight after this.
This is Eric from Philadelphia in the USA. I might have been born in the 80s, but Retrospect is my portal back to the 60s.
Well, I spoke about our two Beatles-related episodes, real selection of Global Garage covers of Beatles tracks across those two shows. Here's one I loved. It's off a comp called Thai Beat A Go-Go, which is a compilation of 60s pop music from Thailand. I love this one. Starlight with Daytrip.
Thank you.
you don't get much worse. I didn't like it.
Richard speaks.
Help me! Help me! Oh!
final set of three Global Garage tracks there, all covers. Of course, another feature of Retrospect. So Thai band Starlight, top of the set with Day Tripper. Then Juancho Lopez from Colombia, sometime probably 1966, I think. Cover of the Knickerbockers track Lies, that had also been covered in Mexico by Los Jets. So Juancho Lopez with Lies, video of that up on facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. And then finally in that brief set, another new discovery for me in 2018, and featured around the middle of the year on Pronet Records out of Poland, circa 1968. Nibesko Zani is the name of the band. Four-track EP, including tracks by Ray Charles, Otis Redding, and Jimi Hendrix. The track, of course, Purple Haze, although in this case titled Purple Hazy.
It's the front door to adultery. The thing that started on the dance floor is expected to be finished in a parked car.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
One of the strangest tracks we had this year in Retrospect was by a guy called Rico. Just 1:45 from the 60s. Two great tracks on that. We featured that in concurrent episodes 323 and 324. So in 324, we had this next track by Rico, sung in what appears to be some sort of fake English. This guy Rico apparently played most of the instruments on the tracks, although a chap called Ulf Anderson played flute. Who's Ulf Anderson? Well, he's a sought-after saxophonist in Sweden and played sax on the ABBA hit I Do, I Do, I Do, I Do, I Do. So this Rico chap, particularly obscure Swedish vocalist, his real name, Riho Karainen. Let's check it out. This is a bizarre bit of Swedish freak beat from Rico called Molly Cow Teddy Puff.
Everybody hum bam boom pop hum bam boom ba hum bam boom ba hum bam boom ba hum bam boom ba hum bam boom bam boom bam boom pop. Oh hey, come on, look at the hoo, everybody hum bam boom pop. Oh hey, come on, look at the hoo, everybody hum bam boom pop. Hum bam boom ba hum bam boom ba hum bam boom ba hum bam boom ba hum bam boom bam boom bam boom.
Well, that is the bizarre sound of Swedish freak beat artist, because I can think of no other way to describe him, Rico, R-E-C-O, 45, Molly Cow Teddy Puff, which we featured in episode 324 of Retrospect this year. Well, that's it for Retrospect episode 344. I've been trawling through some of the highlights of Retrospect episodes for 2018. I'd like to take a moment to thank all of you for supporting Retrospect. sharing the shows, liking the Facebook posts. A whole lot of you have got in touch through the year, which is great as well. Your feedback's always appreciated. Remember, you can review the show at Apple Podcasts. Just go to Apple's store, search for Retrospect Garage Punk. You can rate and review the show as a whole. Also rate each episode and subscribe, of course, as well. Episodes available all across the web. Also shared via facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Well, thank you all. I've got plenty more lined up for Retrospect in 2019. I'd like to wish you a very safe and happy festive season. Best wishes to fans all over the world, particularly, I'm going to say it, in the USA and Brazil. As in the former, you continue a contentious political situation. In the latter, I'm not going to say any more. That's it for Retrospect episode 344. I'm Phil Gray. Thank you so much for joining me throughout the year. Here's to a fantastic 2019. I'm going to leave you with, well, I've said it many times, a Retrospect favourite, instrumental track by Sandy Nelson. Off a 1966 album called Super Drums, this is his take on Gloria. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.